So, once upon a time, there was this MMO called Hellgate. It was released too early, due to pressures from the company. It was made by an all-star, kind of in the industry, person who was a key creator of the game, wildly popular game Diablo 2, worked at Blizzard. He left Blizzard and took his team with him to create this company and create this MMO. But due to the scope of their ambition, they didn't have it done when it was supposed to be done. And the other companies involved in the investing and stuff wanted them to put it out. So what they had to do was, basically they put out a game that was maybe in an early beta test phase. Lots and lots of bugs, and just incomplete, just seemed like a skeleton, kind of an idea for a game. Although they had awesome little movies that went with it, comic books, books, all sorts of different tie-in merchandise. It was supposed to be the best game ever made. That was the hype around it, and also the ambition of the people making it. But it fell far short, partially because of it being rushed. Another problem that it had was you could play it for free, or you could subscribe to it, which would give you a few extra things and then access to some extra areas, which actually didn't exist when the game came out. They hadn't put out any extra areas. So there are people paying to play and people not paying to play. And it's a source of a lot of distress for everyone. It was kind of a weird, we just set up this weird sort of tier system, this caste system, in a sense, where all the people that were paying were sneered at the people that didn't pay. Everyone had to buy the game, actually. But it was just a disaster all around. The community was up in arms, it was a crazy experience, but I really liked the game, and I liked it because I played it with a couple of my friends, and it was fun. It's an action game, an intense action game, really. Lots of stuff happening, lots of running around, and just pretty fun. So anyway, the game continues. The embattled game came out to bad reviews. You know, they didn't have enough content. They finally got an expansion out after a few months, and they kept making fixes and adding stuff to the game that should have been there to begin with, etc., etc. And then one fateful day, they decided to borrow more money they needed to, I guess. And even though I don't know a whole lot about those things, when this was announced, I knew they were kind of screwed. Because if they were borrowing more money to keep going, that just wasn't a good sign. And so, as a result of them borrowing the more money and not seeming to be able to pay it back promptly enough, and some wheeling and dealing from a Korean firm that had 10% interest in the game, they lost the game completely. And it went dead. I've never been part of an MMO that just died. Servers went down. And it was an interesting experience. And this has to be two parts. So, as usual, any sort of topic one can think of can't really be discussed in 5 minutes. It's too little time. But I think that was a pretty good summary, I guess, of what happened. And I guess what I'll do is do another part to this and explain a little bit more about what happened, how it died, and what's going on now. And that's it.